You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
This is the Horse Healthcast by Smart Equine. I'm Ashley Lecomte-Lozich, head of R&D for Smart Equine.
And I'm Jenna Boskarden, manager of digital marketing for Smart Equine.
Coming up on today's show, we talk about the holidays, from traditions and celebrations to gifts for ourselves and, most importantly, our horses. We're keeping it joyful and merry before Jenna takes us into our last giveaway of the year.
Smart solutions, trusted voices. Your source for equine health and wellness. This is Horse Healthcast by Smart Equine. The discussions in this podcast are intended for educational and informational purposes and are not intended as veterinary advice. You should always consult with a licensed veterinarian or qualified equine health professional before making changes to your horse's diet or care plan. Hosts and guests cannot guarantee the reliability, accuracy, or completeness of the information shared, and as such, these discussions are not a substitute for veterinarian or professional guidance, and any actions you take are at your own risk. Products discussed on this podcast are not endorsed by Smart Equine and are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any medical issue.
Welcome, everyone, to the Horse Healthcast. And like Ashley said, it's the holiday episode. We are at the tail end of the holiday season, which is wild. I'm hoping everybody is feeling appropriately contented, warm, and probably a little tuckered out. But hey, that's okay. So are we. And we're here to have a good time. And to honor that, we're going to keep this episode a little less health focused and a little more horse focused.
I love it. We were literally just joking about how this is like the no man's land between Christmas and New Year's, and we're all full of cheese and we don't know what day it is. So I'm very glad that we're keeping it light. We're going to be talking about traditions and barn celebrations, horse gifts, nostalgia, for me, kicking it back to the 90s and what life was like, you know, as a kid growing up in the barn situation. So we're really excited about that. But don't worry, come January, we're going to be right back into the health side of things. We've got a lot of really great content planned for 2026. But now let's get into it. Jenna, start us off.
Absolutely. Let's go with Holiday Traditions, Horse Girl Edition for 500, Ashley. What traditions do you have with your horses? Do you guys do anything? Because you've got the whole big barn of creatures and friends and family that are there with you. Like, what do you guys do to really kick off the holidays and keep them alive?
So like things that I personally do with my horses are different than like obviously what we do for the barn, but for the whole facility we like pretend that Santa comes. Every horse gets a little stocking on their stall. And you know, some years I have like cheaped out and just bought like the pre-made Mrs. Pastor stockings, and some I'm like, I don't have the time to do this. Some years we actually like go all out and get cute little stocking stuffers for everybody. And so we will again do that and make sure that everyone has a nice stocking on their stall and that Santa, we certainly do not have a fireplace, because that would go against everything I believe about room heaters and such. But Santa will be visiting Oakwood and all of the ponies will get their own little stockings. And then we usually do a gift for our boarders. And actually this episode,
oh, that's so sweet,
my boarders' holiday party. So I will share that this year we got them. I think this is like similar to our giveaway. Didn't we do like a blanket giveaway like last
year?
Yeah. It's like a roll-up picnic blanket where like one side is waterproof, so you can like put it down. And I've actually found myself using these at horse shows with the waterproof side. And so that's what we'll be giving our boarders this year. I think like a couple years ago we did saddle pads, and we always try to do something cool. So traditions certainly involve like gifting to our clients who keep our business moving and our staff as well. But like when it comes to my horses, I'm like super dorky, and my favorite, assuming we have a white Christmas, which sometimes we don't, but my favorite thing in the world is the barn is so quiet on Christmas morning. And after we open gifts, we like trudge down there and go run down to the barn. I mean, it's like walking distance, right, from our house. Mm-hmm. And it's just so quiet. Like the snow like deafens everything, and it's so quiet, and it's so, I don't know, serene. And as a kid, I used to get like on top of blankets, no saddle, bareback halter, lead rope, and just go like running through the snow. Now we haven't had a Christmas in some time, and Millie is certainly too young for that, but I may excuse myself from unwrapping to go take a little bareback jaunt. We have about 18 inches of snow on the ground right now. So if it stays, then I will certainly be doing that.
Fingers crossed for you, because that sounds utterly magical. And I know for me growing up, we didn't have, you know, for as close as my barn family was, I feel like we didn't do like a traditional, we get gifts from our barn folks, but we would always do gifts for like, I did them for the barn manager and the trainer. There's always a six pack of beer for my farrier, Corey, if you're out there, you're the best.
Bless.
And usually at least a card and some homemade cookies for the veterinarian and staff. So like that was always really fun to do. But I was also the barn rat. I did like the night check and I did beginner lessons, like you name it. I was there on Saturday mornings doing water troughs and stuff. So one of my favorite things was to try to sneak stuff into anybody who had stockings on their horse's stall doors. Some years it was just candy canes. Some years it was homemade treats. Some years it was whatever little like knickknacks that I thought everybody needed. Like I've shouted out my dad's headlamps before. Those were always worthwhile, stuff like that. So I always really enjoy when people do the stockings. And actually, Elizabeth Robinson, who we had on the show a couple episodes ago, she one year for the team that I was on at the time made stockings and put everybody's like their horse's face on it in glue and then put glitter in the right colors. And I still have that. And like, I no longer have my horse. He's since passed, but like, that's still one of my favorite things to hang up on my stocking, his stocking on the fireplace and just keep him a part of my traditions, even though he's no longer here. I know I'm trying not to like,
he's not prepared to be crying.
Yeah. I know. I don't know why I brought it up. Like I'm going to cry right now. Okay. We got to move on from that.
No, I love it. I think that's so sweet. The stocking thing, I think it's so neat because like in the house, obviously we have one for all of us and the dogs. And so it's
as you should have one
down at the barn for the horses. That's sweet. That's really sweet.
And I know we always have a couple of like horse themed ornaments that go up on our tree. I think we'll probably get into that. Well, no, that's part of traditions. There's a couple, I don't know if anyone's ever done this before, but I highly recommend it. I found a girl on Etsy years ago who was able to take a bunch of my old ribbons that just, you know, sit in boxes and turn it into an ornament. So I gave her a couple that like, I didn't need them. Like they didn't have any particular meaning. They were just nice ribbons that I had. So she turned it into an ornament. I have like, you know, photos of the horses I've had in my life on ornaments, a little lucky horseshoe, and a couple other fun things like that. So I always think those are really fun to hang up on the tree too, and just, you know, keep that part of the life in the house too, where it's actually safe and appropriate versus bringing a pony fully inside.
I love that. I actually did the same thing with my old ribbons, except for making ornaments. I made a wreath.
Oh, a wreath is such a good idea.
Well, okay. Like stupid easy. Like you literally just get a wreath form, like at Joann's or Michael's, and you just like hot glue. Like I had to cut the streamers off and you just use the like rosette heads and it looks so pretty. It's like been on the wall for quite some time now and comes down and it's probably seen its better days. But I love that. It's like one of my favorite things. And then one of like the all-time favorites when like you, I don't know, like I get stuck in the fall sometimes. I'm like, is it even Christmas? Is it just Halloween? Like the seasons move so quickly. And I always know that it's Christmas time because my barn manager, Damien, takes all of the lights out of the front of the barn and replaces them with like colored twinkle lights. Like it's really cute. Like they decorate like the posts on the barn with like actual Christmas lights, but then like the big halogen lights in the barn come down and they turn into colored lights and you can like see them from the street. It looks really cute.
What a fun way to just make it a little extra festive.
I love it. Yeah. Makes me really, really happy. And I wish that we could like decorate with poinsettias, but don't, guys, they're poisonous.
I know. Every year my grandmother used to send them and we finally had to stop when everybody had cats and we're like, we love these and they're beautiful, but also everyone needs to stay alive through the season. Thank you.
I know. My dad's obsessed with them too. I'm like, listen, we've got too many animals around here for this. We can be having it. But yeah, my favorite
is.
Did you guys usually put up a Christmas tree in the barn?
I'm trying to think. There was one. So of the two barns that I spent most of my like youth and adulthood through, one we would put in the arena as desensitization and hold the heck on and don't run into it. And it's probably going to be incorporated in your jump course somehow going around it or stopping next to it or something. And the other one, we had one, there was like a little juncture between barns that was mostly protected. So it was outside. So it would still get snow on it, which was really cute. But we would always, you know, use that as our local tree for all of us to put stuff under and decorate.
I love that. I've long thought about putting a Christmas tree up in like the social like space in the barn.
Yeah.
So maybe that will be like something that Millie and I can start together, is like coming and bringing little presents down to the barn. And
that's so cute.
Who doesn't need another Christmas tree, right?
One of my favorite things was the lesson kids and the pony kids would bring their own ornaments that they would make at school and stuff, and they would decorate, and they would, I don't know whose idea this was, but we kept it up every year once we realized it. Like sometimes they would have their own string or their own hooks, but for the ones that didn't, we would just use baling twine. And then after a while, we just hung everything with baling twine. And I don't know why, it just made it that much better.
Listen, I'm certainly, when it comes to Christmas, I am not like a polished Christmas tree girl. Like I don't do like the expensive, I have a couple of nice ornaments that have been gifted to me over the years.
Yeah, but you're not out there trying to hunt those down for yourself.
Right, but like most of it is like popcorn strong, right? Like homemade, the good stuff. The best memories attached to them. So Bailey Klein is 100% approved in my book. I think it's so authentic. Like, who wouldn't want to have their barn ornaments hung by Bailey Klein? I love that.
Absolutely. Yeah,
we don't have a tree down there, but I have a real tree this year. I haven't had a real tree down in a while, and I'm thinking, like, maybe once it's done being a Christmas tree, it will turn into jump filler. And I know
we did that almost every year. People would come and donate all of their branches and things, and they would become jump filler, and we would do mini derby courses, and a lot of kids hated it because their horses were not, and my horse jumped anything, preferably from the long spot. So I always thought it was fun as heck.
Yeah, I think that'd be a nice way to, like, reuse it, recycle it. That's too funny. Do you usually ride on Christmas?
We had, because it was not my barn, there was a rule that you could not, because there was no supervision and nobody was going to be there, and they didn't want little reckless 15 to 17 year olds like me coming and bombing around on my horse in the snow, because I totally would have.
Yeah.
But I would go out most Christmas mornings and bring a whole bunch of, you know, apples, carrots, peppermints, candy canes. And if there was snow, take a cute, you know, few cute photos and things like that. But no riding. When I was in college, we obviously weren't there for Christmas, but we did a lot of bombing through the snow because it was in South Dakota on the school horses. And that was always a blast, especially in the fresh stuff when nobody was around. So it's not Christmas morning, but I kind of get an idea of what you got to experience.
Yeah. But I mean, that is a really great opportunity to practice your emergency dismounts. I mean, we've got snow and bareback ponies. We're just, you know, learning how to fall with style. That's like, I can, like, truly remember there was this long chute. So we've got, like, tons of paddocks lining both sides of the barn. And then there was this long chute, and I had this pony named Bonnie, and she was like a tiny little Connemara thing. And I would hop on her. Like, I don't even think halter and lead rope. I think it was mostly, like, mane and
hoping for the best.
And we would just, like, and there was a gate at the end of this. Like, it's not like we could just go forever, and we would just run as fast as we could. And, like, hope that we stopped before we got to the end. I'm like, and now that I'm saying this out loud, I'm very understanding of why your barn didn't allow kids to come by on Christmas. Because of the things that I did when I was a child.
Oh yeah. As also a 90s kid, like, the amount of things that I got away with on ponyback for years. And as an adult, there were rules against. I was like, oh no, I get that. I understand why we can't do those things anymore. I'm grateful that I got to do them, but I'm also grateful that I didn't have to worry about all the kids at the barn doing the same things.
I know, right? Goodness. And now I have to, like, worry about Millie growing up in that world. I'm like, darn, I know what I did. She did the same thing. So let's just try to make it. Maybe if I, like, prearrange all of her holiday traditions, then she won't feel the need to go do crazy things.
Yeah, like, if there's already, like, a safe ride with mom, maybe that will eliminate the bombing through the snow ride by yourself.
Yeah, I think so. So our riding club, and we have, like, a local riding club that has, like, private trails that we maintain together, and they have, like, Saturday morning trail rides that they always go out on in the holidays. They call it, like, their, like, ho-ho-ho ride, and it gets a lot of traction, and people, they fare through that weather to go on these trail rides.
I love that.
Yeah. I have not participated myself. We all know I'm, like, allergic to the cold. I don't feel very well. So maybe this season I'll have to bundle up and join them. And, like, they make it fun. They, like, bring hot chocolate before and after, and, like, they make it, like, a really fun, like, celebration. I'd rather be inside in front of.
I feel like some good cocoa and some good laughter will keep you warm enough for a trail ride.
I know it. So I'm hoping, well, you know, I sold Millie's ponies, so now I have to find something new for her to ride. But I do hope that, you know, eventually we'll be able to do something fun like that, like a Christmas morning trail ride. My like, hope and a prayer is that also, like, as Millie gets into it, that Nemanja will get into it. Yeah. And then the whole family. I know. That's my dream state. And, like, Andy would be so perfect for my big, tall husband. And
he's already husband horse approved.
I know, right?
Them to work on finding him what he needs.
I know. I mean, he is a very ideal situation in front of him. So I'm hoping that, like, one day, you know, the snow bombing will include my husband.
It's one of those where if he only rides a couple times a year, that would definitely be one thing.
Yeah, I think so.
That's fun. That's not being asked to do, like, movements in an arena. That's just holding on for dear life and yelling and having a great time.
Dude, I'm, like, writing a Hallmark movie in my head right now.
I'm picturing the same thing. I can't wait to watch it on Netflix.
I'm such a dork, but, like, that I don't know. That Christmas memory is very fun in my head. So I really hope that I get to share it with my daughter as well.
Yeah, I'll be manifesting it for you. And with Millie, like, do you guys bring Santa out to the barn or anything like that? Or is Santa in his own space and you guys go visit him elsewhere if you do that?
No, Santa is around. And you know what? I do have to give my husband a little credit because while he doesn't come ride with me, he is Santa. Oh, and I have some good pictures. I wish we could link pictures in the show notes because
I want to see them.
Last week, the Fox River Valley Pony Club had a cookies and cocoa with Santa party, and my husband was Santa. So it was, which was very cool for me because my daughter is 16 months old. So like Santa is a scary thing when you like take them to the mall, but when Santa's your dad, it's pretty like, he was holding her the whole night. I got the best pictures. And so, yeah, he comes out to the pony club, to the riding club as Santa Claus. And this is the second year that he's done it. So
we have a lot of cutest. What a good sport.
I know, he really is. So even though he doesn't ride, he gets big brownie points from me for being Santa. So yeah, he comes to the barns, goes to the pony club. And I guess this is second year in tradition. Let's hope that he continues to do it. But thankfully, because of him, we have non-crying photos of me.
I mean, it's on the podcast. So now there's peer pressure for him to keep it up so you don't come back.
That's right.
So turns out like we can't have that.
I love it.
And I know you guys do like the big barn party and you do gifts for them. Do you guys ever do like a Secret Santa or a white elephant or anything like that with gifts, or is it pretty casual?
You know what? It's been pretty casual. We haven't. I'm sure that like we're so many people that like there are like small groups of friends within the barn. So I'm sure that they do, but typically we just do gifts for the boarders that are all the same. And then
there's something nice about that. There's just no pressure involved.
I like it. And they're always like pretty practical. Like, don't get me wrong. I love a good white elephant. But like, I'm always the person that gets stuck with like their 18th essential oil diffuser or something, you know? So it is nice to make sure that everybody is getting something really nice in quality.
I was a part of for a couple of years. It was really nice helping out with some of their horses. And they included, like, I didn't have a horse there, but they included me in the Secret Santa. And I will say one of the best things that I felt I ever gave in a white elephant Secret Santa type situation, based on the reaction, was, I don't know if they still have it, but Noble Outfitters used to have a hoof pick that had a hoof pick on one side and like a wine bottle opener on the other.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That and good. That one, like all the ladies absolutely cheered. I felt like I had won Christmas. So I don't know if they still have it, but if anybody's looking for, I guess next year at this point, Secret Santa or White Elephant, keep an eye out for that one. Or if somebody can make one and sell them, if Noble Outfitters no longer does it, you'd probably have a good business on your hand.
That is incredible. Oh, okay. So maybe 2 years ago, I'm trying to think of when it was. I don't know. Within the last 5 years, my trainer, who we met on the last episode, we travel
Meredith, a lot.
Yeah, Meredith, yes, bestie. We travel a lot together for shows. And because of that, I have had to understand and adapt to her sleeping regimen. And I mean, like, we are also, she's not just my trainer, she's also like my best friend. So it's like not like a creepy situation, but I learned that she has to sleep with a fan on, like at all times. So
I'm one of those too.
Jenna, are you? Okay. Well, I'm now, since I had a baby, because like the noise really helps, but at the time I was not. And I got her this like hauntingly terrifying fan I think we should link this in the show notes too, if I can still find it. it's like the substrate, like some type of metal, but like bendable metal, if that. And it like latches onto like a chair with the horse's limbs. And it,
it's
in its belly. It was the most, and I think, I hope she doesn't use it. I mean, it's terrifying, but it was the watching
that's
her.
That's not a nighttime fan. That's a sleep paralysis demon.
I really wish, I'm going to try to find it before the end of the pod and then show you, because it was like when I found it, it made me laugh really hard. When she opened it, she laughed really hard. And then I hope that it went straight into the trash, because
I feel like it's one of those like to be seen is to be loved. Like that was a moment.
It was a moment. That's right. To be seen is to be loved. Good.
And I don't know if this happened to you growing up, but I feel like as a horse girl, I think like as a kid, like whatever your special interest is what you get all the photo, like all your gifts are that themed. So for like a million years, it was all horse themed things, and for a million more, honestly. But I got to call out one of like the best horse themed things I ever got, which was like the most unexpected. When I opened it, was one of those like, oh, wow. And now it's like still a part of my house. My grandmother used to shop QVC almost religiously. And if anyone does not know what QVC is, because I'm dating myself here, it's an online, or it was on TV, and it was just people showing all the things that you could buy. And it was the most random hodgepodge of things. And so one year I received, I kid you not, what looks like a marble bust of a horse head. And it's
that's actually cool.
It's one of those where, like, it's marble patterned. It has, like, it looks very, like, I don't know, like, Regency era. And I was younger when I got it, like, in my 20s. And I was like, okay. And now it has been in every location I've lived in. It has been in a prominent shelf that people see. His name is Guillermo. We love him.
Like, he's part of
the family. And it was one of those where at the time I didn't get it. And now I'm like, this is so great. And he fits into everywhere I've been. And I love him.
I love that. And you still have it. That makes me really happy.
Mm-hmm.
So some things really do stand the test of time.
They do. I know there's like a million socks that you get, all the t-shirts and stuff. Do you have any horse themed gifts besides the haunting fan of nightmares that you got or gave that was awesome?
I just sent you a picture of the haunting fan. But I want your reaction because it really is. I sent it to your teams. It really is that good.
Well, okay.
So thinking of good gifts that I've received. I mean, nice quality saddle pads are things that I have.
Oh yeah.
My trainer did, like, 2 years ago, she did monogrammed saddle pads, like nice ones. And then, like, what goes, like, on the front of the stall, like blanket bags on the front of
your
stall.
Yep.
Like, I think, like, usable stuff. Like, listen, I would love to get a bust, a marble bust, of course. But
in that moment, you're like, what do I do with this? Versus things where you're like, oh, good, like another pad that I can add to the rotation, a blanket bag. My last one was falling apart. Exactly. I always loved getting, like, the really nice Haas brushes, too. Like,
yes.
Even if it was one, because they're expensive, that was always super appreciated. Also, I'm looking at this horse fan. This is more haunting than you made it out to be. And I'm upset that I know what it looks like. This did not add to my quality of life.
Bart, do you see what I said when I met, like, the limbs, like, hold on?
Yeah, like, it's a flat, flexible metal. And I hate it. Thank you so much. I hate it.
I think that any listener who made it through this episode today, this is going to be tacked on to the giveaway. I personally sponsor it because I want this fan to live in perpetuity in other people's homes besides.
Honestly might have to put this in the blog as like one of the images. Like, usually it's just the show images, but this might have to go in the blog for the podcast for anybody who's like, what are you two going on about? You'll see. You'll be haunted too, and you're welcome.
Goodness gracious. But I mean, I'm a big fan of like usable gifts. Like I said, we did like blankets this year for our boarders. I've received like a ton of really great stuff that I can use. I love the brushes, love the idea of like saddle pads or like, if anyone's listening out there, Andy is a size large of all things, therapy wraps. I mean, listen, I love to give, but like when it comes to my staff too, like I'm just, I like to give people gift cards and allow them to do
Anything
they want to do too. So
I know people say gift cards are boring, but like the older I get, the more I really appreciate being able to buy the stuff that I need from a store that you know that I like that to me does feel personal.
I know. I totally agree with you right there. And like, sometimes I don't need the thing right now. Maybe I need it in February. So I hang on to that gift card, but
yeah, that's so true. Okay, so practical gifts for us and for friends and for staff and for barn people are always appreciated. I know Andy and Tilly are probably stocked to the gills with everything that they could use, but is there ever something where you're like, you know what? They deserve that this year. Like, I know that I used to, this was so unnecessary. My horse had like 6 halters, but every year I'd find a new halter that I loved and he deserved. So that was something that like almost every year I purchased for my horse for no reason other than it made me feel good.
Okay. I love that for you. Unfortunately, I'm going to out myself here and there are going to be people hopefully listening that can attest to this. I am like weird about halters where like I will zip tie them back together and like until they do not work. And that is so like not me in every other sense, but I'm like, listen, they're going to get destroyed. And I have like my nice leather show halters that only live in the trailer and only get used for shows. And like, otherwise it's like breakaway halters that I have literally been duct taping.
I will say the daily halters were the same and also baling twine and staples.
Yes. Okay,
and
good. I'm not alone leather,
but it was the one that I would like when I was grooming him or like hand rub, the things that I just wanted him to look cute. And I took photos of him when we were doing things. Yes. That was the new one that I got him.
Yes, absolutely. And that I can certainly, you know, get behind. And I do on Santa's list this year for the horses, everybody needs new ceramic sheets.
A lot of
better days. I actually, because I use them like as stable sheets pretty much in the wintertime, they get so much use. Like they are travel sheets and like the same with like the Smart Therapy quick wraps.
I
use them instead of like shipping boots. So those items get a lot of use and I like to, you know, pretend to me, money doesn't exist in the holidays. Like Christmas is coming, like my credit card I don't know where that goes. Yeah, I hope my husband is.
That's a January problem.
Exactly. I love that.
Now it's between me and Santa and nobody else.
Yeah. So I do get a little spend happy about new things. And I certainly on the Santa list is some new smart therapy items and then a hoof pick. I need a new hoof pick. So maybe I'm going to go find the one with the bottle opener on the other side. I think that's pretty neat. For some reason, my hoof picks like grow legs and leave me. I think I like
all the time
on my horse's stall and then they just disappear. So some new hoof picks this year. And then of course, like, I don't know about you, but I like to gift experiences to the people that I love. So why not experiences to the horses that I love?
Wait, and why is that so smart? Why did I never put those two things together as an option?
Yeah. I mean, heck, if you're going to like, hey, mom and dad, here's, you know, tickets to go see whatever, you know, Andrea Bocelli or whoever it is.
Great like, example. Yep.
Why not? So, I mean, think about getting your horse some body work or, you know, investing in more lessons for yourself or gifting lessons. A fun thing to do. My horse gets all of the above, body work and chiropractic work. And if you're a believer in acupuncture or, you know, let's say you have that horse that has just been really difficult to get on and off the trailer, you know, springing for a lesson on natural horsemanship to work on trailer loading.
So that's clever.
Right? That's a gift. That's a gift that keeps on giving because
that really is.
You don't have to argue with your horse anymore about getting on the trailer.
And it's funny, you say lessons. I taught beginner lessons for years, which is possibly one of my favorite things that I ever have done, like in the horse world. Working with those kids was so, so fun. And I love ponies. I don't care how bad they are. But every year come January, February, I would get inquiries being like, hey, like we got my daughter lessons for the year, but like, we're not really sure where to start. I don't know why it never occurred to me to do anything else, but I will say for parents who are like, is this an idea or not? Reach out to a local barn that has great reviews, ask them some questions, see if you can gift a package of lessons, even if that's not something they normally do, they might be willing to let, you know, a little girl or boy give it a shot for a couple of rides and see what happens. I think those were always so fun. Not everybody stuck with it, and that was okay. It was really fun to see the ones who did want to continue on and give a new experience to the ones who were willing to try something new.
Yeah, I love that. There's a new barn in our area that opened up that's like selling packages of lessons like with gift cards. So like something that you totally could gift. And I know that in some cities there are like liveries where you can like literally buy one trail ride or take your husband that doesn't love to ride on a romantic getaway into the forest preserve. Give the gift of
it. Like if you're not doing lessons, like there's a lot of places near me that does trail rides and will cater to any. I forget that it's not just a vacation thing. Like I love going somewhere and riding a horse in a new location, but I forget you can do that at home too for anybody who wants to, you know, get a new experience out there. So yeah, I love the idea of giving experiences to your horses and your horse friends, but like body work, like you said, chiro, acupuncture, those are all such great ideas to, I mean, it's a gift for your horse for sure, but it is also a gift for you in the long run, knowing that they're feeling as great as they possibly can. I love that.
Yeah. Isn't that fun? And there's, I mean, even beyond just giving gifts of riding or giving your horses gifts, like monogrammed coolers or things, there's also like, I more recently learned about this thing called equine gestalt. I'm probably butchering how you pronounce it.
Oh, I'm not even going to try to correct it. That sounds good to me.
There is this place in Illinois, kind of close to my farm, and they do equine gestalt, which is like therapy. It's not hippotherapy, not like occupational therapy, but like emotional therapy with horses. And I like sat through like a lecture explaining about it and kind of demonstrating what it is. And it sounded like something that I would certainly be interested in experiencing. And like, that could be something cool too. So like, there's a lot of things that you could like dude ranches in the summer and like things that you can do that are horse related that have nothing to do with Christmas that you can still gift experiences to your friends.
Yeah. And I think it's kind of like what you said with the gift cards too. There's something nice about having a gift for later in the year. I think we sometimes when it comes to gift giving for the horses, it's like, you know, blankets, coolers, the things that keep us warm, but it's like, we still need stuff in the summer. So I'm never going to complain about getting a new pair of bell boots that I know we're going to get trashed sometime between April and June. So that way I have a new pair for when those get lost. Like, I think those are always really thoughtful too.
I think they just need like a bell boot vending machine in the barn. Because I mean, I go through them, like both of my horses wear front shoes and I I go through bell boots like water. So
bell boots, hoof picks, a small piece of baling twine, you know, like less than 3 feet, because I never want to go
one snap.
Bale. Yeah. Double ended snaps.
Yeah. Okay. Well, like, okay. These are all things you could fit into my stocking. In my stocking this year, I would please like a pair of XL and medium bell boots. Thank you. Mm-hmm. A pair of double ended snaps. I need one for each travel bucket.
Obviously.
I recently saw a really cool thing that, like, you know, like when you go to a horse show, you're using baling twine to like tie the bucket to the stall door in some way. If there's not like an eye hook, it's like a strap.
We did upgrade to the, we upgraded to the nylon straps my last couple years of horse showing. They were honestly real nice to have.
Yeah, I really like those. I don't have them, but my trainer does. And I've decided that 2026 is my year of actually buying my own stuff. So instead of like borrowing everybody else's stuff that's already packed in the trailer, I am really going to outfit my show trunk this year with all of the things that I need.
And that sounds great. What great planning ahead you're already doing.
Thank you. Thank you. Good for me.
I do love the idea of double-ended snaps in a stocking, like genuinely. Yeah. I just feel like every horse person will always find a use for those.
I mean, you think about like how many of them you probably have in your barn. And I would say like it's several hundred, like they're everywhere.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Also, I can't believe I forgot this. I remembered the fan that haunts all dreams and I forgot like probably the most iconic.
Wait. If you're moving from the fan that haunts all dreams into this, is this also going to be horrifying? I just need to know now.
No, I think it's really funny. Okay.
Okay. I'm trusting you.
I dressed up as Santa Claus. And I had like red breeches, black boots. It really worked for me.
Amazing.
I did have to, because I do not have a beard in real life, I did have to wear one. And then I dressed up Andy as an elf. And I rode in the horse show in this attire. And it was a dressage show. And I actually...
Was it a themed show, or were you just out there making up your own vibe?
I was making up my own vibe. There was a costume class in the show. I opted to like take it a step further and actually just ride in. Yeah.
So I would love to see what your judge of cards said after that.
Listen, she wrote on the test, instead of like my name and my horse's name, she put my number, but wrote Santa riding himself. And it was so funny. I have plenty of video and photo footage of this. So I'm going to send it for proof. I do have receipts. This really happened. We rode the whole test like that. And then at the end, I knew the judge and she was like, wow, your geometry was not great. And I said, listen, this beard had a mind of its own. Like this, it was a long white beard flapping up in my face the whole time. I really couldn't see where I was going. So the fact that I finished the test and like didn't get rung for an error is pretty impressive.
I mean, you stayed in the ring. That in and of itself, when you only have like 25% visibility, that's pretty good.
Yes, because I have a very, very, very good boy, and Andy knew, he understood the assignment, and he was like, listen, Santa, I will get you to the North Pole tonight. Yeah, he was
okay. He's like, we will jingle, we will make it to X, let's go.
All the jingles have been jungled. He was a very good boy. Yeah, awesome. I'm going to send you this picture now. Too funny. I forgot about that either. Like, that's the funniest thing I've ever done, I think, as a
I love that we've unearthed that memory in these images.
I forgot about it. Yeah, we sure did.
If we can't use it for the image art, if you guys have not already seen this as the image for the episode, I will find a way to also put this into the podcast blog. We're just gonna fill it up with just the most random half holiday, half nightmare amount of images you've ever seen.
Listen, the nightmare before Christmas, truly. The nightmare fan.
Oh man. Well, we've gone through a lot of holiday traditions and barn family things and horse things. One fun fact that I meant to call out when we were talking about like Mrs. Pastures and making your own is that this is like tried and true every year. This is like the highest month for treat sales, which I'm sure is not shocking, but just know that if you are out there buying Mrs. Pastures, the German beet treats, whatever it is you do for your holiday, like you are contributing to the greatest month of the year for horse sales and treats. So thank you for doing your part in that. I think this is also a big month for like the treat ball enrichment things and things like that. So if you're doing like the lickets or the jolly balls and stuff like that, you're also, you know, just you're a part of, you know, the horse people crowd and doing a great job finding good things for your horse for this season. Because we've talked about it in previous episodes that like this is not the easiest time of the year for horses or horse people. So everybody out there doing your best to make merry and make jolly during the cold months. You're doing a great job and we're not quite halfway through, but we're getting there, guys.
I feel like we're getting close to that day where like the shortest days are behind us. We're almost there, right? Mm-hmm, I think it's like sometime in like the end of December, January. So hang in there.
Yeah, if we haven't hit it already, I say hang in there
from Florida. Hang in there, guys. Stay warm.
Yeah, Ashley's acting like this is all so crazy when your flight got delayed and you're in Florida just enjoying the warmth.
I know. Yeah, I'm going to try to bring as much warmth back up to the Chicagoland as I can. So don't worry.
Can you drop them off in Boston on your way?
Yes, I will. Don't worry. I'm joining you back in the tundra soon, but I will enjoy my last few hours of sunshine.
Well, on that note, I think we should let everybody else go and enjoy the rest of their day. Hopefully it involves horses, more cheese, and also not knowing what day or time it is, because this is the ideal way to exist, in my opinion. But for anybody who, you know, is out there somewhere between Christmas and New Year's wondering what's going on, we're right there with you. We appreciate you. We see you. And we hope you had some good ideas for your holiday gifts, if not for this year, for next year. And if we've forgotten anything that makes for an incredible holiday gift for yourself, for your horse, for your barn bestie, definitely let us know in the comments or in that giveaway survey that we always do.
Yeah, and I want to just quick add to that, that I am certainly hunting for new traditions to start with my daughter that rely on, you know, the barn and the horses. And so obviously I would love to get her going on the things that I did, not the running through the snow and flying off your horse bit. So I would love to hear from all of our listeners on what do you guys do with your children and steal some of your ideas so that we can start our own. So let us know what traditions you guys have been carrying on, and we'd love to use them for our own families.
I love that. Yeah. Share away, guys. We always love to hear from you. But for now, I think we're going to jump right into our giveaway next and just make sure to stay tuned. I know this was a shorter, lighter episode than usual, but we're really excited to get back into the health content and horse care content for next year. And as always, if you have stuff that you want to hear about, we definitely have taken that into consideration when we're putting together these episodes. So it's always great to be able to give back to the horse community on what they want to know about most. And here we are again for our giveaway, the last one of the year. So for last week, for episode 8, we gave away a big old $100 Smart Equine gift card just in time for the holidays. And that is going to Lucky Lynn down in Texas. Congrats, Lynn, and happy holidays. So keep an eye on your email inbox and I'll be reaching out soon. And guys, I loved being able to do a bigger gift card like that. So for this episode, episode 9, we're going to do it all over again. Yes, that means you can enter for your chance to win a $100 gift card to Smart Equine just by clicking or tapping on the link in the podcast description, which will take you right to our giveaway form, or you can type it in yourself at www.smartequine.com/podcast giveaway. Entries are going to close 1 week after the episode airs. And I know we're all confused on what day it is, but it's December 30th when this episode comes out and you have until January 6th to win. So stay tuned. I know we had a lot of lighthearted fun this episode, but we're going to jump into the new year with a lot more horse health information just for you.
You can find links to today's products in the show notes on your podcast player or on our website at www.smartpackequine.com/blog.
We are here twice a month on the 15th and the 30th, but between, find us on Instagram and Facebook at Smart Equine or shop online at smartequine.com.
Until next time, stay smart, stay merry.
And give your horse a cookie from us.